An Air Force team headed to Alaska next month will assess projected savings from moving Eielson Air Force Base's F-16 squadron to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The Site Activation Task Force team is scheduled to be at Eielson April 11th through the 14th and at Jaeber the 16th through the 18th. Pacific Air Force Public Affairs Director Colonel Maria Carl in Hawaii says the team will look at all aspects of moving the F-16 squadron.
And that includes things like personnel, manpower, operations, logistics, communications, facilities kinds of things, even just personnel support services like finance, medical, that kind of thing.
Colonel Carl says the 12 to 20 member team will include representatives from Pacific Command in Hawaii, as well as the Alaska bases. Earlier this month, the Pentagon said the proposed F-16 move would reduce the number of jobs at Eielson by 668. Carl says truthing that out on the ground is one of the things the assessment team will do.
These are still proposed changes in numbers. And so this next step here with the team is to really kind of get into the nuts and bolts of what it actually would mean, not only in terms of making the move, but also the impacts.
Carl says the team will take what it learns and produce a report on the Eielson proposal in about a month's time. That makes for a tight schedule as Congress begins marking up the federal budget. Alaska Senator Mark Begich questions Secretary of the Air Force Michael Donnelly and Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz about the timing during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing this week.
And if you're now just going through this process of really fully doing on-the-ground analysis, how are we to make a decision when markup is occurring in short order here?
Begich, who serves on the Armed Services Committee, said he understands savings have to be achieved, but added proposals need to be based on solid information.
The problem is you're now starting to do the full analysis to understand what the savings are. I understand you did tabletop, but you know, what goes on in the Pentagon and what's real are sometimes very different.
Secretary Donnelly responded that the Air Force already has a pretty good accounting of operations at Eielson and what savings the F-16 move would realize.
We have programmed and budgeted for operations at Eielson as we do for other bases and units, and we understand generally the costs of operations for the infrastructure, for the personnel, for the aircraft, and that is programmed. And so if we make force structure adjustments that move or reduce, we have a pretty good handle on what the personnel, flying hour, force structure, operational impacts are, and those numbers are used as the basis for our decision.
Donnelly did not provide a specific number when Senator Begich asked for civilian job impacts.